I don't like this. These assholes been keeping us waiting for too long. I'm getting twitchy.
Damn it, man, shut up. This big green bastard coming over. Looks like he's getting a talking to donkey with him.
Shit, play it cool.
Hey there, Shrek. Just like I said, didn't I tell you I was the best cocaine finder this side of Netherland?
Keep it down, donkey. Used to say these guys are narcs. And use our code names, you thick cunt.
Oh, shit, yes. Yeah, sorry, Green Daddy. I meant shady gangster types, obviously. Isn't that right, Shrek?
Donkey!
Hello, gentlemen. It is I, the totally unknown criminal mastermind, Green Daddy.
Are you pulling my piss up? You're bright and green and your ears look like flaccid trumpets. You're definitely Shrek. Where's our money?
Gingerbread, show them the money.
Of course, Green Daddy.
Count it up, Hans. I don't trust these jokers.
Whoa, you ain't touching that money till Green Daddy here gets his product. And who's to say we trust you?
The money and then the product. That was the plan. He's wunderbar.
Donkey, calm down. This isn't my first rodeo. Take a look at the money piggy, but no funny shit.
Hey, Green Daddy, I'm with Donkey. I don't like these guys.
For fuck's sake, are you two getting cold feet? Well, actually, Shrek, we donkeys have hooves.
Green Daddy, Donkey, use my fucking code name.
You know what? These pigs, I think they're the pigs. I think they're cops, Shrek.
Fuck this, Shrek. Put your hands in the air. You're under arrest and carrying firearms and intended to deal Class A narcotics to fantasy animals.
Oh, fuck you. Get out of my swamp.
Say that, Gingy. Don't leave me with this useless twat of a farm animal.
Now, please, please, sir, think about it.
I know what you're thinking. The Green Daddy fires 6 bullets on only 5. Well, seeing as how this is a 44 Magnum, can blow your head clean off. You gotta ask yourself a question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
We fucked up. I want to go home.
Donkey, say my name.
Shrek?
You're goddamn to the hate.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Airbud, Golden Retrieve ER.
Ooh, so this is another AI script.
It is another AI script, yes.
So, God, son.
If you didn't get it from that, you'll soon understand what this film's about. Interior, hospital in a city better than Boston.
Wow.
A sick old man lies in a bed, dying of death cancer. His old wife sits by the bed reading a book because she doesn't get computers. The book is titled Being Old is Good. A young doctor electric slides into the room.
A young doctor electric?
No, a young doctor electric slides.
Oh,
whatever that is.
Sounds good.
It sounds cool. It sounds like a cool entrance, doesn't
it's
it?
Not when you've got an electric guitar and you slide on your knees.
Either that or like his maybe got, you know, like them Heelys.
Yes.
And then, like, maybe lightning strikes out of them on the floor and that.
That's how I imagine it.
Like, you know, like really manga or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, young doctor, hello, I'm Dr. Bone. I knew you'd laugh at that. There's a way we can save your husband's life.
Old wife.
You can save his life? You're too young. You don't even know who...
Anyway, I am.
You don't even know who Nixon dated. You can't help. Young doctor, you're right. But he can. Buddy, a golden retriever wearing doctor's wear. As in eight stethoscopes and a doctor's hat. Enters the room.
What's a doctor's hat?
I don't know, but it's got eight stethoscopes on as well.
Nice.
Old wife. Him? He's a large cat. He's a dog. But isn't there a rule that says dogs can't be doctors?
Young doctor.
There is. But fuck that rule. Rules are meant to be fucked, you fuck. Buddy jumps on the old man's bed and licks his face. The old man wakes up. He looks less sick and not more sick.
That's good to know.
My death cancer, it's gone. Buddy barks and high fives with his paw.
Obviously.
The young doctor. I mean, what else would you high five with?
Your dick.
Like your bumhole. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sick old man. I can now get my job back as the local dog murderer.
Dun, dun, dun.
The old man aims a gun at Buddy. Buddy injects him with a syringe full of bullets. Buddy's shift is now over.
I'm a prospect dropping these old hair hills. They say I'm crazy. They say there's no gold up in these hair hills. Maybe quite right. There ain't no gold in these hair hills. Oh, no, indeed. I'm up here rooting for a nice team of thick boys. Oh, those rooting, tooting, cup shooting thick boys up in them there hills, mining with my pickaxe. I find a nice seam. But then those industrialist boys from the Giant Select Corporation come on down and start stealing my thick boys. Goddamn motherfuckers. I'm dead.
Undercover boss. Exterior, factory. The boss stands outside the factory. He is not undercover. Boss, my name is Cinnabon Hooters, and I'm the king of Twizzlers. I'm sick of my workers knowing me. The boss adds extra eyebrows. He is now undercover.
Ah, that old chestnut.
That old chestnut.
Yeah.
Interior, Twizzler factory. We see a conveyor belt full of hot Twizzler meat. Female, an employee lady, shoves the meat into bags. The undercover boss watches. Nobody knows he's actually himself. Boss, how long have you haunted this factory?
I suppose that's what employment is.
Female, 56 years. I have 8 children, 4 boys and 4 boys. All girls.
Brilliant.
Boss, this is where the robot thing starts coming in. Listen. Me too. I am just like you, worker. The boss touches some of the Twizzler meat with his face. But it's too hot. The extra eyebrows melt off. That's nice Twizzler meat.
That's how Stu eats.
Female, you are the big man. Everyone at the factory turns and looks at the man. Female is right. He is big. Everyone, you have much to explain. Boss, from on now, this factory will be safer. No more pain. No more bugs with knives. No more lunch deaths. Everybody claps.
Bugs with knives.
Lunch deaths had been getting bad. Boss continued, with face melting, capitalism will heal me and us all. The end.
That was fucking wonderful. I like that.
It's quite a short one.
Getting bad.
It was quite a short one. Could go into another one if you wanted. I'll just give that one. Interior, garage. A man uses a saw to cut up a different saw. Voiceover. Has this ever happened to you? The man's saw explodes. He is unhurt but angry. Your saw explodes but doesn't leave a delicious plate of lasagna in the point of the explosion? The man looks towards the screen. Life without lasagna isn't life, screams the man. A giant red X appears over the man, indicating he should die. Voice over. Hashtag never again. Cut to interior. More fuckable garage.
What?
What?
A more... Yeah.
A more fuckable garage.
Yeah, as in a handsome looking garage, like a better looking garage than the previous garage.
Wow.
Ryan, what do you do with your garages?
You know what he does to him.
So, a more fuckable man uses a saw to cut up a pile of teeth. Voiceover.
Fucking hell.
Voiceover. Just watch. The man continues to saw. Voiceover. Keep watching. The man continues to saw. Voiceover. Any second now. The man's saw explodes. After the smoke clears, there is a delicious plate of lasagna on top of the pile of teeth.
What?
More fuckable man. These teeth can stay. Whatever product that makes this happen is never mentioned.
Stuart's gonna kill me!
Hiya, Ryan! What a nice boat! Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
You look like a thick boy. I bet you have a lot of friends.
Two, but Winstorf's the bestest.
Where's he?
In bed, fapping.
I bet I could finish him off. I'll lick his balloon nut. Do you want your balloon nut licking too, Ryan?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
Oh, well, I'm Penis Cheese, the fapping clown. Penis Cheese? Yes, meet Ryan. Ryan, meet Penis Cheese. Now we aren't strangers, are we?
What are you doing under the wizard's tower?
A storm blew me away. Blew the whole podcast away. Can you smell a podcast, Ryan? There's cum jokes, game talk, John Burnell, and...
Thick Boys?
Thick Boys! Is that your favourite?
Uh-huh.
Mine too, huh? There you go. Clap. Clap, 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 clap.
Clap of that ass cheeks.
Clap, clap, clap.
I should get going now.
Oh, without your boot? You don't want to lose it, Ryan. Stuart will kill you. Yeah. Take it, Ryan.
Mission impossible. This one is possible. Exterior, the sun. We see Ethan Hunt climbing up the sun. He is dressed like Tom Cruise. It's winter, but the sun doesn't care. Ethan, this is one spicy meatball. Ethan's computer genius friend, Benji, speaks to him over the radio. Benji is also a radio genius, since radios are computers in the movie.
Okay. Benji.
Ethan, you only have 30 more seconds before the sun realises you're not its dad.
What?
Calm your meatballs, Benji. That's just enough time for me to steal what I need to steal. We focus on what Ethan plans on stealing. The sun's gigantic trash bag full of space secrets. Well, meet my balls. There it is. Ethan fires a grappling hook onto the sun's many ledges. He climbs up and grabs a trash bag of secrets. Not so fast. Ethan turns around, but nobody's there. Up here. Ethan slowly looks up and sees a massive space star. Who are you? King of the meatballs? I'm the sun's dad. And I've got an illegal gun. Prepare to not live. Ethan jumps off the sun. We think it's suicide until he has a parachute. He activates it. It's full of meatballs.
Why? Why is it full of meatballs?
I don't know. That's it.
That was beautiful. Have you got time for the other one as well, is the question. Can we do a twofer?
I can do a twofer if you want a twofer.
Can we do a twofer?
How long is the other one?
There were only 2 pages each one. Only 2 pages.
Yeah.
Bob Ross. Interior painting studio. Bob Ross stands in front of a blank canvas that doesn't know how lucky it is. Bob smiles. His teeth aren't hiding today. Today we will paint a mountain that owes us nothing. Bob picks up his painting weapons. I will use these 3 colours. Baby blue, hot pink, and hot baby. Bob mixes the colours together. They will never be alone again. It doesn't matter what they want. Painting was invented by a tiny bird that wanted to be rich. Okay, let's meet Mr. Mountain. Bob paints a mountain, the one from nature. It's not all about you, Mountain. Bob paints a cloud. I went to school with that cloud. Bob paints a forest. The trees are up to something, but I won't tell the police. Now, what more does this painting need? Bob stares into the camera. Paint begins to leak out of him. That's right. It needs you. Bob paints you on top of the mountain. You are at peace. If you need help, ask the cloud. The cloud won't help you.
What the fuck? Yeah. What even was that?
Streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with a rainbow.
Hello, children. Today we're talking about gains. Do you like getting shredded? What about you, Bungle?
Oh, Jeffrey, I do love pumping iron. Arnold Schwarzenegger was right. It's like sex. Jeffrey, I'm coming every day.
I know you are, Bungle. I keep seeing that awful little lipstick poking out. And I saw George's too, but it's tiny.
Fuck off, Zippy, you awful cunt. Yes, fuck off, Zippy. You're only that hedge because you've been juicing with roids, you zip-faced child molesterer.
Everybody calm down. We just have to teach the children about getting hench while listening to Shard Select. It's a podcast about thick boys.
Ooh, I'm a thick bear, Jeffrey.
You're a thick twat.
Ooh, that's it, Zippy. I'm going to savage your dick off, grizzly style.
You know what, children? Fuck this shit.
Ooh.
He's got the skin, he's got the skin. You dick.
I don't think I want to play that, Haz.
I don't give a shit what you want. I choose the game set.
Listen, Haz, maybe you haven't heard. We're the thick boys that own Shot Select. You want space in this podcast scene? You're going to have to challenge me. Streets of Rage.
I'm not into Sega games.
Ryan, Show the man what we bought him for Christmas. Extra. Think about it, Churm. Good gaming is where you find it.
Okay, let me try and put this in perspective. In a lot of these weird cold intros, what around is that you got a lot of heavy, beautiful, thick boys. You make a lot of my listeners nervous. A lot of listeners want to see a podcast like mine, but a podcast like yours out of business.
I don't know. Maybe we're just not making ourselves clear. I don't want to fuck with a GameCube, pal. But I got the crap jokes. I got the jingles. I got Ryan's muscles. To shove this GameCube so far up your grief burrito ass that you'll shit mini disc games for a year.
Mario, blow this thick boy's head off.
Ooh, guns, guns, guns. Come on, Mario. We're playing on Streets of Rage. Tonight. I never miss a game.
Just kidding.
Come quietly, or there will be block-based anal devastation.
Ah, fuck you!
Oh god, where's that block going? Where's that block going? Oh god! Oh god,
my eyes! It's getting my eyes! Oh, it's getting me! It's
not
my skin! It's
twisted, it's twisted! The T-Bog. It's going backwards.
James
Bond. Quantum of Quantums.
You love it already.
Interior, fancy casino in somewhere weird, probably Asia. Several wealthy people sit at a blackjack table. We focus on a beautiful woman. Clitty Tinder.
What? Clitty Tinder?
Yeah, that's her name. She's sexy and alive.
Good.
She gets a blackjack and wins $500 billion.
Nice.
Because that's, yeah, it's 23 zeros.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, wins all the money.
Wins all the money in the world. James Bond, a guy who kills everyone, sits next to her. You seem quite hot. Clitty smokes a cigarette shaped like a penis. I win, I lose. Such is life. What is your name? The name's Bond. Bond, Bond. Your name is Bond. Bond, Bond, Bond. Bond bets a stack of Pringles. Dealer isn't sure, but the pit boss nods, saying Pringles are perfectly fine. The dealer deals everyone cards. Clitty is dealt two queens. Yes, queens. Bond is dealt a seven and a tarot card. Yes, Bond. That was Bond's name. An evil-looking guy walks up behind Clitty and licks her neck for a while.
For a while. Like, it's like, oh, fuck. What do I do? Like, what do I do?
Uncomfortably long time. The dealer is unsure, but the pit boss nods, saying neck licking is perfectly fine. I stay with 20. Bond. I hit. Bond gets another card. It's a brick card from Settlers of Catan. Bond thinks for a moment and then eats it whole. The end.
We have a Situation X emergency. 15 officers down, need assistance, over.
Hi, I'm ex-police sheriff John Bunnell from World's Wildest Police Chasing, and I'm here to tell you that Stu's gone on holiday. And whilst he's gone, the other two thick boys can't be fucked to make a cold intro. So this is about as good as it gets, perps. Don't forget, stay on the right side of the law. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. I'm gonna come and kill you. Fucking dickhead. Fuck you.
Alvin and the Chipmunks slam Monk.
I'm already loving it.
Exterior, basketball court. The Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon and the other one, is what it's called, rather than Theodore.
Fair enough.
Pass a basketball round like it's a game of basketball. Simon.
Alvin, they said we shouldn't play basketball.
The other one.
Yeah, Alvin. David said basketball is for Michael Jordan only.
Hey, it makes sense.
Alvin puts on moon glasses. Sunglasses, but for the moon.
Well then, I guess I have to kill Dave.
Fuck.
Dave, the chipmunk's slave master, runs onto the basketball court like in a game of running. Alvin.
That's your name, Alvin.
Alvin.
Name mine. You cannot use it.
Alvin throws the basketball at Dave. It decapitates him. His head lands on the court and turns into spiders.
What?
I knew it.
Alvin.
We all knew it.
The spiders form together and create Michael Jordan. The baseball star, like in the game of baseball.
Seems legit to me.
Michael Jordan. Basketball is for me only. Alvin remains a chipmunk. The end.
Me inside your ass now.
How much time was left?
You do not want to know.
Ryan, this is Master Fenrig. Stu's rear shield is down. I'm in position and ready for immediate ass assault.
Negative, Fenrig. Not against an ass that thick. Not on your own.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Chief?
To give Stuart his meat staff.
Permission granted.
I know what you're thinking, and it's tasteless.
So, stay here.
Unfortunately for us both, I like tasteless.
For a prick, he flew pretty good.
Ryan, get inside. Gear up. We're taking this podcast to the airwaves.
National Treasure 3, just like the first two. Exterior, Statue of Liberty, New York City, the Fat Apple. Ben Gates, played by Nicolas Cage, stands on the Statue of Liberty's cleavage. His hacker sidekick, Riley Poole, played by Nicolas Cage, crawls next to him.
Why not?
Riley. This isn't like MS Word. Ben finds a hidden safe in one of the statue's tits. Ben. Remember the riddle written on the Taft bathtub? If opening the safe is what you seek, shoot it with a gun. What could it possibly mean? Riley. Can we Control-Alt-Delete out of here, please?
So Riley just makes constant computer references. Yeah. I love it. Why not?
A helicopter hovers in front of Ben and Riley. The villain, Mr. Russia, aims a pistol at the two. He is played by Nicolas Cage.
That's fair enough, Yankee Doodle bitch. I'll be taking the safe with Abe Lincoln's umbrella.
Oh, yeah? Ben reaches into his jacket, pulls out a vial of Benjamin Franklin's semen and throws it at Mr. Russia. It shatters on his face and covers his eyes with semen.
My eyes are bleeding!
He fires his rifle and a bullet hits the safe, opening it. Mr. Russia's eyes burn off because Benjamin Franklin's semen does that.
Well, fair enough.
He falls into the helicopter pilot, played by a female Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Femme Cage.
And the helicopter flies off. The safe's open. We can finally overturn Roe v. Wade. Riley, www.damndaniel.com. The end.
Climbing. Whoa, it's cold up here. Are you okay back there, J-Man?
Oh, yeah. Just great. I swear to God, you and your escapades, you told me I would never have to scale a tower again. Right, what are we even doing trying to scale this weirdly suggestive tower?
I know, I'm sorry. But we've got to stop Shard Select from using their wizardly powers to activate the crystal of suspicious fluids. We need that cum crystal. That Shard Select, they thought they could hide it from us. Ha-ha! You can't keep the burrito boys out.
The what? What now?
You heard, you sexy bitch. If they get that thing working, they can use it to fire deadly fluids all over the podverse. Right out of that slit-like vent at the tip of the tower.
Jesus Christ. Look, a window. Let's see if we can get inside.
Oh, my God. Don't look in here.
I think it's working. Get more out. Ryan, rub that crystal ball.
It's not enough.
Then caress that other one, too. Really polish those balls, Ryan.
Power level's increasing. And so rubber stabs faster.
Yes! Don't forget to start from the base and rub right up to the tip.
Don't look directly into the end.
Your reign of terror ends here, Shard Select. Or should I say, part erect.
What?
Never mind. Your sick build ends here. Drop those well-polished staffs, step away from the bizarrely shiny balls, and hand over the crystal.
Sick filth? We're just wizards. We aren't sick.
Your tower is literally shaped like a giant cock and balls.
What are you on about? Our tower is a classic wizarding tower. Those aren't balls. They're offices. It's the canteen and the HR department, you sick-minded oafs.
You were literally wanking off those staffs just now.
No, we were not. Right, I'm done with this. Get it, boys.
Oh shit, what is this stuff?
Is that seam?
It's come in it.
Take this!
Taste my steel shaft!
Oh wait. No, the crystal! It's pointing right at us.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I look like I'm Craig on a slap, you know?
I think I'm gonna sit.
Craig, pay attention.
It smells so bad.
Knock the bloody crystal over with your ass.
You quick, grab the crystal. Wait, let's get away while they're stuck in this ropey substance.
Why? Why do you have to say it's coming?
Quick, down here. Look, what? At the left. There's a lift.
You're kidding me. There's a lift. There's been a lift here the entire fucking time.
Doesn't matter. Just get in. Just get in.
This is a really tall tower.
Quick, make for the trees!
I've got a stitch, Jesus!
Just keep going! Grab a crystal, God!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of LGA. That is... Lit Gaming Arena. For those of you who don't know, my name is Marcus. I am joined by Justin the Nubs.
Wow, that was quiet.
Oh, that was quiet? That was quiet for you? I'll show you quiet when I blow this mic out. And I am also joined by Frost! Let's get this!
All right, welcome to episode 44 of the LGA cast. So now we are over 1 year into this show, and oh shit! What was that? What just happened? Who the hell are you guys?
Where are we? We were supposed to teleport to hell to recruit an army of nightmarish apparitions beyond our wildest dreams.
We're in the middle of recording!
Well, bloody stop it. As we clearly aren't in the abode of Hades himself, you'll have to be our summoned minions instead.
Yeah, so pack up your stuff and let's go. We've got to rescue the crystal of suspicious fluids from the pair of genuine bandits.
Hell nah, I got more important shit to do.
Yeah, we only just started recording.
Right. Follow us into battle, or...
Whoa! You just turned Frost into... What the hell?
The dildo, innit?
Ew, it's a slimy tentacle.
Shut up. I can still hear you. This is getting too cringy for me. I'm fucking out.
Okay, you three thick wizarding weirdos. I guess we have no choice. Lead us to these bandits and their beef curtains.
Grief curtains. It's grief curtains. Come on, follow us back to our wizard's tower.
Do you have any secret weapons we can use?
Oh yeah, I've been building this game fuel powered sex robot. It's pretty cool. Through the power of caffeine, it can penetrate anything.
Really? Can it penetrate my...
Either we just looked out, or every podcast seems to have some kind of magical secret weapon.
Bet Yogscast don't have one.
Fuck Yogscast. Let's clap ass.
I was going to say a living room wall.
Damn it, who even cares? Let's get in there. I haven't been able to test the Game Fuel Sex Machine, or GFSM, out to see what it can really do.
Enough dick tucking. To the tower!
Okay, guys, here's the plan. We're going to go into these generically spooky woods to look for Grief Burrito. I want us to keep a tight formation. LG8 at the front, we'll take it up the rear.
What?
Take up the rear, I said. So, yeah, we'll keep a diamond formation. Watch those angles.
So, basically, just a walk into the woods, yeah?
Yes.
Let's shag ass out of here, then.
You guys go ahead. I'll just check this sex machine is working properly. Hello, Fisto.
Fast and Furious 9.
Already, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Exterior, illegal street, night. Two muscle cars are lined up in an illegal street race. The cars rev their engines. Dominic, a gigantic talking bicep, sits in one car. He yells to the other driver. Dominic. If I get out of a car, I die. The other driver, Osama bin Laden, rolls down his window.
What?
Bin Laden, I am the king of Afghanistan. He revs his car. Rev, rev.
I like that.
Dominic, not for long. He revs his car. Rev, rev, rev. A sexy individual stands between the two cars holding a racing flag. When you both say the current year at the same time, the race begins. The drivers stare down at each other. They lock eye contact. 2001. You might be able to see where this is going. The cars drive off, burning rubber and melting steel beams.
Oh, no.
The sexy individual coughs and then removes a mask. We see it is George W. Bush.
Oh, no.
The famous painter, he cackles. Exterior, New York City.
Oh, God.
A city that never sleeps except when it does. We see a helicopter shot of the city. And then we see the two cars illegally racing down the street, heading straight for the Twin Towers.
Oh, my God.
The towers rev. Rev, 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 rev. Bring it on, bitches. We cut to black and see the title card. Fast 9-11.
Hold it right there.
This is Shard Select, sir.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the wizard's elevator. You were here last night too, wasn't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
You was here, smooching with Manilag.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, sir.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everyone. You've been smooching with Manilag, Dumbledore, Gandalf, Lil Merlin with his gimpy leg, Sasquatch, a Yeti, even Winstolf.
No! It's a lie.
I could go on forever, baby.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you're mistaken. I'm looking for Stu.
All right, I believe you. But my meat staff don't. Get down on your knees and tell me you love me.
Okay, on my knees. I love you.
You've got to do better than that.
I love you.
Maybe I'm off my hinges. That's why I'm going to let you go. That's why I'm going to give you to the count of three. Get your lying, low-down, chode-loving carcass out that door. One, a two, a Tomius Gunnius! Three! Merry Christmas, you filthy animal!
It is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive.
Oh, there's an AI script for.
Yep. Yes.
It's got Amigo.
Interior. Interior, parking lot. Guy Fieri sits in a convertible. He looks like America.
Yeah, he does.
I'm Guy Fieri, and there's nothing you can do about it. Today, I am eating it all. Guy takes a bite out of his hair.
Wow.
Interior, Diner's kitchen. Guy and a chef stand in the kitchen. Guy has three pairs of sunglasses on. The sun can't get to him. Prove to me you can panini. The chef starts boiling a pot of milk. He's scared. Flavor Town is near. Guy points at an onion with his slippery finger. That's one ugly clam. Diner's eating room. A customer sits and eats a cup of mustard. Guy sits down without asking. I will live as a food. I am a food. Customer, be a pie. Guy acts like a pie. The customers aren't concerned. I am Pie Ferrari. It is my birthday. The chef comes out in the kitchen with a cake for Guy. The clams just keep getting uglier. That's it.
I thought I told all of you I want crystal ball silence until further notice.
I'm very sorry, Hans. I didn't get that message.
Maybe you should have put it on a bulletin board. But I figured since I
waxed Tony and Marco and his friend here, I figured you and Carl and Franco might be a little lonely, so I wanted to give you a call.
Who the fuck is Franco and Marco?
That's very kind of you, but who the hell are you? And why did you strangle Merlin? I don't even think we have a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
These are very bad for you.
Who the bloody hell is Hans? I don't know anyone called Hans. Well, who are you then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. A pain in the ass.
Who the hell is this guy? And whilst we're at it, who are Franco and Marco? Don't use the crystal balls. Go and see if you can find him. Mr. Mystery Guest, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open the front door for me.
Oh, it's already open, you idiot. And anyway, who are you? Just another random American who broke into too many Witter's Towers as a child?
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequined shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Exterior, a galaxy far, far away from an olive garden. We see a ship flying towards Tatooine, the jungle planet where the jungle is sand.
Okay, yeah.
We zoom in to look through the ship's window and we see Jar Jar Binks eating a lightsaber. Interior, Jar Jar's pleasure ship. C-3PO, a space bitch, walks up to Jar Jar.
Space bitch.
Yeah.
This isn't going to turn into the London bombings or something, is it, Ryan?
Well, I don't know. I'm not ready yet.
Fucking hell, carry on.
C-3PO, like a bitch. Jar Jar, if we miss the pod race, Count Dooku will kiss a youngling.
What? Just accusing Dooku of nonsense straight off the bat.
Jar Jar eats another lightsaber. His accent gets stronger.
Go on, Ryan. This is your moment.
No, it's not my moment.
You could do this.
No, there's no way I could do that. Misa midichlorians. C-3PO. Oh, if only R2 didn't divorce me. Wipe to interior Jedi Council building. The Jedi Council sits in chairs. Quote. They are Yoda, big head guy, that Mucinex mucus monster, and Samuel L. Jackson. Order lunch, we should. Everyone nods in agreement. Big head guy nods too much and falls over and dies. He becomes a Jedi ghost. Wipe to exterior space. Anakin Skywalker, a 20-year-old baby, pilots a ship into the blackness of space, blacker than Samuel L. Jackson. Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa.
Maybe I can't say that.
I've said it now. You've said it now. We've acknowledged it's weird.
Yeah.
Carrier.
Anakin. R2, we're going home. Anakin flies the ship directly into a plot hole. The end.
That was brilliant. That was better than Star Wars Episode 2, to be fair. What do you think, Stu?
Yeah.
I could do the other Star Wars one if you want. Keep on topic.
Yeah. You're down for that, Stu?
Yeah.
Right. So we'll just carry on then. So Wipe 2, Solo a Star Wars Story. Interior, Cantina. We see weird humanoid aliens and weird alienoid humans being a ruckus at a bar. Everyone is drinking Bud Light Limes. Han Solo, a dashing rogue, and Chewbacca, a tall mess, walk into the bar.
Tall mess.
Everyone shuts up immediately.
Music stops.
The bartender, a talking light Bud Lime, addresses Han. We don't serve his kind. Han Solo. He is my boy. Serve my boy. Are you Han Solo? I am Han Solo. Prove it. The bartender slams down a case of Bud Light Limes on the counter. Everyone at the bar gasps like they're good at gasping. A text appears at the bottom of the screen that says, Han Solo can famously drink an entire case of Bud Light Limes with just his mind. Ron Howard, film buff.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, are you gonna do it? Han Solo. I already did. Han winks as the bartender opens the case and sees all the Bud Light Limes are empty. Some are super empty.
Whoa.
Everyone but one guy at the bar shouts, you are Han Solo. And one guy at the bar apparently shouts, you are Han Polo.
The guy that doesn't quite get what's going on.
Yeah. The Han Solo. Don't get cocky. Chewbacca roars.
Yes! That was beautiful.
He wants a Bud Light Lime, but his species isn't allowed to have them since they're too tasty. This just sounds like an advert, doesn't it, that one?
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it, though. It's funny.
There you go.
Well, I enjoyed both, Ryan. I like the Chewbacca, though.